these those tapes will last forever that way.
Mm. Talking about tapes, I've heard a disc that Leif has, which allegedly is coming from you.
Yes.
With Elvis.
Yes.
That's about. I mean, that is stunning. What's on that disc? Could you give us a little bit more information about?
Well, basically, the recording that it was the original master multitrack.
Okay.
The 16-track. That was before the backing, all the stuff was added on.
Okay.
All the violins and the harmonies.
Yeah.
And just remixed from there carefully, because that is what Elvis. It was all the Elvis and the musicians that he, the backing, the basic backing, he did live.
Okay. So that's sort of the original.
Yes.
And then they added things on top of that.
For the finished product. Had like violins and
backing vocals,
yes, added on top. But Elvis always preferred to record direct with the musicians because his singing, it's this.
Yeah, he needs contact.
It's this interaction.
Okay, interaction.
And you, our headphones don't,
no,
you can't do it.
No.
It's like when musicians rock concerts.
Yeah.
There's always a buzz, I call it a buzz, an energy.
Yeah.
That you feel, because these guys are, it's going for it.
Yeah, and they've got the contact with the audience and the
other musicians.
Yeah.
Because it's a symbiotic relationship, and those just are awesome, because you know that's Elvis, how he hears the tune in his mind, how he hears the feeling in his mind.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
And the problem is, when you've added all the other stuff, that copy has now gone down in quality below it, till you lose it.
Yeah.
But, and that's why I just think, I mean, Elvis was just an awesome musician, singer. I mean, he respected